What's up? What's happening, good people? Welcome back to another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I haven't checked in here since January the 9th. Once again, I got a little bit sidetracked, but we're back. We back popping. Right now, I'm out here in New York doing some writing and working on a show. I'm not going to say the show. I mean... Some of y'all know, but working on the show with a huge comic, great opportunity. I'm freezing my ass off in New York. And last night, I've been going out. I got to perform. Well, I performed at a little comedy club around the corner from me, because in New York, comedy clubs on every damn corner. This is like the comedy mecca. You could just do rooms and see these guys, super, super funny guys. So I ended up performing at Stand Up New York open mic. Probably had 5 people in there. They ran the show tight. It's just comics pretty much performing in front of comics. Real grunt work. Nobody knew who the fuck I was. None of the comics knew me. I kind of like that because it gives you the edge to want to prove yourself again. So, but it was love. It was a good time. And then I came to my hotel. They were doing a comedy show in the lobby. So I came down to check that show out. And then I called a good comedian friend of mine and funny motherfucker Godfrey. And I went to do Godfrey's podcast yesterday. Hopefully, some of you who are listening to this will check me out on his podcast. And we chopped it up for about 2 hours on his podcast and left there and went to the Comedy Cellar. Now, the Comedy Cellar is pretty much the comedy mecca. It's like the comedy holy land. And the Comedy Cellar is a real popular club. That's where Chappelle comes to work out, you know, Bill Burr, just all the fucking greats in comedy. All the motherfuckers you see, if you go Google the Forbes list, the top 8 comedians of 2019, that's the club they work out at. A lot of people think that, you know, IG comedians or IG sensations are the ones. No, Google the top 8 or 10 comics on Forbes and then you'll see. I think a lot of times as comedians you can get short-sighted. But if you Google those people, and you could get a bigger, broader vision of where you want to go, just a bigger vision of your destination. So it was dope, man, just being in this place. And then inside of the cellar, they got a special table where, you know, like the heavyweights sit. And you have to earn a seat at that table, which I like the idea of that. I like that, man. Like, you need to earn that spot at the table, which to me is worth more than money. You know what I mean? Just that respect and admiration from your partners. But said talk with Godfrey, and then I watched Godfrey at the Comedy Cellar. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. I'm a fan of this motherfucker. Like, he's a funny motherfucker. This man is by far the most underrated comedian in the fucking game. I watched this man go hard for about 1 hour 30 minutes, and I mean, I'm in that motherfucker hollering. And anytime I see a comic, man, it makes me want to pick up a pen and write. This shit is just so fucking refreshing, and it brings me to why I even wanted to be a comedian in the first place. So, man, just I cannot thank that brother enough for what he does. Like, it's fucking crazy. And for anybody that thinks, oh, get off his dick, I don't give a fuck. I'm a huge fan. I don't want anything from anybody, you know, but I'm just a fucking fan, man. Just to sit back. It's been years since I done sat and really fucking enjoyed a goddamn comedy show. So he's on tour right now with Tiffany Haddish. So if y'all are out there, make sure you check him out. And right now, I am in New York, and, you know, this opportunity that I have is an opportunity of a lifetime to be here writing and to be involved in such a major show with a huge major comic, you know, and it's just opened my eyes and helped me set my visions and goals just so much bigger, man. It's fucking crazy. Y'all just don't know how thankful I am to be out of that fucking pharmacy. Like, actually working to be in New York, to be put up in a hotel, getting paid every week, doing what the fuck I love to do. This is so great. And I had a conversation with my wife. She was just like, you got to be careful, though. Quit talking. And, you know, because I just talk, and I'm so happy about the opportunity. And I'm like, fuck it, I tell everybody. But I can't be more thankful right now. I miss my family. You know, I got another week and a half here. I do miss my family, but I'm in heaven. I'm literally in heaven. I'm looking at some shit that's going on in the world. Delonte West, NBA player. He played for Cleveland Cavaliers, also the Dallas Mavericks. A great basketball player, but the man is suffering a serious mental. He has like mental health issues, and the brother's homeless, like literally homeless, out on the streets and disheveled. And I saw a very disturbing video of him getting beat up in the middle of the street, which was a fucking horror show. And I really hope that somebody in the NBA or the league, they need to go grab that brother and get him the help and the support that he needs. Because it's really, it's frightening. You know what I mean? So if any of you guys have any, like, problems or mental health, man, I pray that you get the help that you need. Talk to somebody. Hit me up. Talk to me or whatever, you know. Also, too, I want to talk about this goddamn Tyler Perry movie that just came out. Now, before I get into this, I want to say this. I'm super proud of Tyler Perry. I'm a Tyler Perry fan. I love Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I like Madea. I like Joe. I like a lot of the characters that he does. I want to say that first and foremost. But I have to say, the show The Oval, number one, that shit is trash. This movie just came out with Fall from Grace is fucking god-awful. Now, I'm not knocking it. You know what I mean? I get it. If you're making the fucking money and your fan base is eating that shit up, hey, kudos to you. But with art will come criticism. I tell jokes all the time that suck. I have no problem with people telling me that joke wasn't shit. That doesn't mean that this person no longer likes me. That doesn't mean this person is hating on me. It doesn't mean that. I don't look at criticism in a negative light. I take criticism and say, let me try this another way. Let me look at the criticism as a data point and use it to my advantage. Because if you're just sitting around and people kissing your ass, then you're not really growing. You don't really know who you are, you know? So with that being said, Fall from Grace is a fucking horror show. If I've ever seen one. I've never seen no shit. It makes no sense. And I'm going to do a straight spoiler alert. So, the show is about this woman, this older woman that kills her husband. Her husband is this young man. Well, come to find out that the woman has a best friend in Felicia Rashad. And Felicia Rashad, they cool or whatever, and she wants to get back into the dating world. So she ends up dating this young man. Now, this young man is very nice to her, sweet to her, know everything about her. She falls in love. And this nigga, like, literally takes her Social Security checks and all her fucking money. Like, he just scams her out of the fucking money, which is a great premise. Don't get me wrong, that's a great fucking premise. And then all of a sudden, you know, he goes from loving her to turning into this dark character, because in Tyler Perry films, it's always they loving each other, and then it's that one scene with a man not in the bed, and then that shit goes dark as fuck. Like, now this nigga's a monster. Bitch, I said, get the fuck out of my face. And then it goes fucking downhill from there. So I'm watching this shit. There's a part of this movie where the woman kills her husband, or she think she kills her husband. Now, she beats this nigga in the head with a baseball bat. And when you watch it, it's like she slaughtered a pig. There's blood flying everywhere. She hits this motherfucker repeatedly in the head. Boom, 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 boom. I'm talking about caved his fucking skull in. Literally caved his skull in. Drug him down some fucking steps. Put him in her car, drove to a secluded area, and dumped his fucking body in the woods. So we assume this motherfucker's dead, only to find out that her friend, who is Felicia Rashad, is the mother of this boy, and Felicia Rashad had set her up the whole fucking time. And they got all these old women he been fucking with living in the basement. There's 100 old people in the basement. Now I got so many fucking questions. And question one is, when she beat the nigga in the head with the baseball bat, did him and his mama plan for that? Did they sit down and say, look, this is what we gonna do. We gonna make her think she killed you. And we gonna prompt her to beat you in the head with a fucking baseball bat a million times, and you're gonna survive that. And then I'm gonna come get you out of this secluded area. You home. I mean, yo, this shit makes no fucking sense. And the wigs in this goddamn shit were horrible. If you ever seen this shit, please go watch this shit on Netflix so you understand what I'm saying. The wigs in this motherfucker were horrible. Not only is Tyler Perry writing everything at that motherfucker, he is making his own wigs, because I've never seen no shit like this. And it was, and I'm gonna say this, it's something about a good horrible movie. It was like Amazon, and I've said this before in another podcast, Amazon has these great horrible fucking black films that the nigga in me cannot stop watching. I mean, this shit be terrible, but I can't look away. I can't. But Tyler, man, please, please, for the love of God, get some writers, man. Slow down. You doing these motherfucking movies in like 5 days, and it clearly shows, man. It clearly shows. It got fucking extras in the motherfucker that acting all hard, acting irregular. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. But that is what it is. I'm in New York. It is super fucking cold. It's about 20 degrees, man. I had to literally go into fucking Marshall's and buy me some leggings. I got some goddamn leggings to wear under my pants. Like, they like compression pants or whatever. But I had to get them shits because I was freezing my ass off. So I got me a couple pair of leggings. And I can walk around, but I do appreciate New York. I've been getting around. I'm catching the train and shit. Ubers are very, very expensive here. Them shits are like fucking $40 everywhere you want to go. So I bought me a little bus card, like one of them MARTA passes and shit. So, that's where I'm at. Also, I'm looking on here. Looking at some other shit on here. And I guess that's that. And so, this is going to wrap up another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. I've been wanting to get that shit off my chest, though, in regards to the whole Tyler Perry shit. It's just like, Jesus Christ, man. A fall from grace. That is exactly the right title for that move, because that shit fell from a movie's grace. Because I don't know what the fuck that shit was. And what else have I watched? Well, I guess that's it. I think that's all I want to talk about. Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you just joined from listening to Godfrey's podcast, appreciate you. So this is going to wrap up today's show of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And I'll come back tomorrow to talk again. Take care.